Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
All right, welcome to the show. We got a good one. Chris Stapleton will be on a little bit later. Hope you're having a good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, this is how we start the show. We go around the room. We introduce you to everybody. You guys give me your favorite news story of the day. Up first, he said he loves skydiving, but I heard right before he almost started crying. Here he is. Okay. Eddie, everybody.
Hey, I saw this last week. So Lindsay Lohan and her husband had a baby. And I was thinking, how cool is that? She turned her life around. Like, she was in the news all the time for doing bad stuff. She was on drugs. Oh, my gosh. They saw her on the street. She did not look good. And now the news is good. Lindsay Lohan is married. She's having a baby. I'm proud of her.
I didn't see that in the news. And it also shows you that the news doesn't care when you're being a normal person.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you got to be going bananas in order for the news to even care about you, because I didn't see that story.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to retweet it.
I hope she's doing well.
I hadn't seen that either. Are you sure?
Yeah, she had a baby. I saw it.
I'm sure, guys.
You know Lunch saw it. He probably watched the birthing video on YouTube.
There was no video, but I did read the story.
Of all the people on the show, would it be Eddie and Lunchbox that you would think no Lindsay Lohan had a baby?
Well, it just popped up for me. I don't know.
They probably looked at other Lindsay Lohan stuff, and so it tells them their algorithm.
Right.
No.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, man, that's what I thought.
I like that. All right, moving over. He doesn't have much morality, and his favorite show genre is reality. Here is Lunchbox.
Guys, there was a big storm in Argentina, and then thousands upon thousands upon thousands of 10-inch penis fish washed up on the beach. They're all over in the sand.
It's a real fish.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, they're right here.
It's a real fish.
Look.
I wouldn't throw that word around too much, just in case, even though it is clinical. But
that's a fish?
And then it sent...
That's what they're really called.
Yeah, that's what they're called. That's their actual name.
It looks like a...
I know.
But why?
Why do you think?
Well, they should name it something else.
They really should, like a carrot fish.
No, it doesn't look like a carrot.
Like a goober fish?
what do you call it?
A ding-dong.
Ding-dong fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
fish.
That's really good bait for fishermen. So all the fishermen were flooding the beach trying to grab them and take them home.
It's crazy.
And that's
there's thousands of them.
Yeah, it's good bait fish is what they say. So they ran and grabbed the...
It's just wieners everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
It's wieners everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I've never heard
of that.
Wow.
Fished a lot in my life.
And me too.
Never caught one of those.
That doesn't look like fish.
Uh-uh. Hey, if I caught one, I would just cut the line.
I would think it was a big worm.
Or a finger.
Yeah.
Or some.
Or, yeah. Well, let's move on. She loves to share her morning routine, and we keep trying to get her back on the dating scene. Here she is, Amy.
So this story I've been thinking about for days, because the World Health Organization was talking about aspartame, and that's what's in Diet Coke. And I love
sugar substitute.
I love Diet Coke. Yes.
Is that the taste, the aspartame?
Yes.
That's gross.
And I don't love it because it's diet. It's just like, I guess, what I drank in the 90s. So that's what I like. Like, if you gave me a normal Coke and a Diet Coke, I don't care about what
diet
the content
more?
Is. I would choose diet every time because it's just like, that's what I got addicted to, right? Well, they say that, yeah, it could be a carcinogenic, but you have to drink.
You could die, but.
You have to drink, like, 14 cans of it or something a day. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Or maybe even more than that.
14 cans. Who does that?
Something. Well, maybe some people. But for me, if I now I feel like I have permission to have one of those mini cans of Diet Coke.
I feel like this is a bit problematic for your brand.
Why?
Well, your brand is wellness, and you live it, and you talk it, and but all of a sudden you're like, well, it's not going to kill me.
I'll just... Wellness is happiness, and happiness is healthy.
Do they sell Diet Coke?
I don't believe that's true fully, Amy. I love that
No.
I don't think all wellness is happy.
Yeah, but if a food brings you joy.
No.
Ah!
And we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
No. So I'd have a corn dog or a chili dog every single day, and I'm going to tell you, that ain't healthy.
Okay.
It made me happy.
Well, but here's the deal. We're just not consuming enough for it to be dangerous, unless, of course, you are. I'm not, so this is your permission to have a Diet Coke today. Don't blame me if something happens.
Okay, there you go. She put that in case NPR back checks her. All right, Ray, give me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loves to fish, and his wife has never made a bad dish. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Was that fish thing already in there?
No, I just kind of did that off the
freestyle.
Cuff.
Dang,
good job,
Dome,
Ray.
Mr. Dome. Okay, so here's what we have here. These are the top 10 worst states to live and work.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. We don't want to guess, do we?
You don't want to get. No.
Okay.
I mean, you can have a couple guesses. Why not?
West Virginia.
Nope, didn't make the top. Didn't make the worst.
And wow.
Interesting you'd go there first. Where else?
Mississippi.
No.
What?
I know. So it's CNBC's yearly America's Top States for Business study, and these are the top worst states to live and work.
Oh,
number 10.
Oh. Arkansas.
Well, it does. That makes a list. Yeah.
The devil.
California.
The devil's at 10, Florida.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox is the one who named it the devil, not us. We love Florida. I love Florida. I'm coming to Tampa in a few weeks. Number 9, Arkansas. Number 8, Tennessee. Number 7, Indiana. Number 6, Missouri. Number 5, Alabama. Number 4, South Carolina. Now we're in the top 3. Coming in at number 3 this week.
Michigan.
Louisiana.
Oh.
Number 2, Boomer.
Oklahoma.
Boomer
Sooner. All right, so let's think number 1. What would number 1 be?
We've already guessed. I love what you thought it would be.
I know. I'm trying to think of what those have in common. I mean, Kansas could be pretty bad. There's not a lot there.
This is based on crime. I disagree. I love Kansas.
Here we go. He's attacking us.
Hey, Wichita. Love you. Shout out.
I was born in Kansas. Guys, relax.
You lived there for a day.
9 months.
Okay.
It's based on what?
Crime rates.
Oh.
Yeah, Michigan.
Environmental
Michigan.
Quality, health care, and quality and availability of child care.
I take back my California.
The number one worst state to live and work is?
Michigan.
Tejas. Texas.
Guys,
step it up.
It's
hot. Wow. What are we
doing? All of Texas. So there you go. So don't live or work there. Which is pretty much all of our audience and all of those 10 states.
And that's where we're all from.
We're all all of our homes make it there. Nice. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Okay, this is all kinds of messed up. I'm not sure what to do. I just found out a cousin of mine is having financial problems. He's notoriously bad with money. So to help himself out, he's decided to put the news out that he's got a devastating and expensive illness. Quotations around devastating and expensive. He's asking people for money to help with his, quote, medical bills. I am 99.9% sure this is BS. I don't want to see people taken advantage of. I'm also not a fan of sticking my nose in other people's business. How much should I get involved in this? Signed, Anonymous in Aurora. But the thing is, there's that point one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let's say you call him out. He's lying. And he's not.
He's really sick.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because those financial problems he's having could be because of medical bills and issues. But most of the time, our instinct's right. If it's a shady cousin, it's a shady cousin. We've all got them, or we're that shady cousin. But there's that 1%.
I don't have a shady cousin.
Well, then you're the shady cousin. It's like if you're at a poker table and you can't find the sucker, you're the sucker. Yeah.
Oh.
You're the shady cousin.
Okay.
So I just don't think it's your business. The only thing that I would do is if anybody you know is going to like give them money or they ask you about it, you could voice your concern to them, but I don't think I'm going to go make some public Facebook, Instagram, Twitter post
going,
Michael's lying, because he might not be. It's not your business. Let him get in trouble if he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Could you offer to like take him to appointments or something first to find out? You know?
I just don't think it's really even something you want to be involved in any way.
Okay.
You don't have to be. Just get out of it.
But if he's sick and he needs help,
actually could help. I thought you meant to like investigate.
All right. Well, no, it is to do both.
Both.
A little bit of both.
Sure, you could offer, because if he's lying, he's not ever going to need help.
Exactly.
Unless he's really committed, then he has you drop him off. Just sit.
You wait in
he
the waiting room.
He just goes in and sits for a while.
He goes to the bathroom.
Dang. General, don't get in people's chili, right?
Yeah, no, if he wants to do this and he ends up getting in trouble, it's his problem. And mm-hmm. if other people decide they want to donate without digging deeper mm-hmm. into it, then that's also on them.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, you just leave him alone. It ain't your chili.
He may be contagious, too. So
right. Stay away. Don't donate, but don't give him any money, but don't bother him. Like, if he wants to go collect money from other relatives, that's their business.
All right, Anonymous. Good luck. That is a weird situation. We appreciate you emailing, though. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Almost time for Fun Fact Friday. This fact is not fun, but interesting. They say women with what they call resting B face.
Mm. Yeah.
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 I guess guys would have resting D face.
Ooh. Never heard that before, but that's
me
good.
Either, but that's probably the comparable there. Women with resting B face can be better communicators because they've had to learn to communicate more effectively to avoid misunderstandings.
Huh. Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think we really have anybody in here that has that. D or B. Lunch has confused face.
Mine can lean that way.
I was going to say, Amy has been accused of resting B.
I have.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not my fault.
Your neighbor.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that you have been.
I don't think her face is that way, though.
Right, yeah, I'm not saying it is, but people have accused her.
It's how my mouth rests.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Around the room, Amy.
Couples who tease each other gently often have happier, stronger relationships.
What about couples like my wife and I who roast each other mercilessly? And it's like, oh, why are you going so hard on me? That's what I say to her sometimes. Why are you going? What about hard roasting?
Yeah.
That's not on there?
I'm not sure about that, but I also think you could insert coworkers who tease each other gently.
Not roast.
Or siblings who tease each other gently. We'll have happier relationships.
Yeah, we go a little harder than tease gently, though. All right, good one. Eddie, what do you have?
According to science, we're going to do a little test here. If your ring finger is longer than your index finger.
Is this where you slap me in the face and I put it up my face?
No.
No?
This is for men. And if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, you're likely to be more attractive.
Mine is longer.
It's only for men?
Okay, only for men. Lunchbox?
Is your index finger your pointer finger?
This is your ring finger, and that's your pointer finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Pointer finger's longer.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense.
Hey, it's hard being hot.
I guess.
I wish all we had to do was walk with our hand out, and people would think we're hotter if our finger was
Look at
up.
Me, I'm hot.
Hey, you like what you see? No? How about now?
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Lunchbox.
Some artists are known for their use of watercolor. Some use acrylic, but...
Oh, don't tell me it's the poop artist.
Chris Offaly from Britain is known for using elephant poop.
Oh.
He's world renowned.
I saw the story and I thought, hide this from Lunchbox. I didn't know how we could block it from him.
He found it.
Yes, he did.
Back in 92, he took a trip to Zimbabwe and he went on a trek with people and they follow elephant crap to find elephants. Well, there was a drought, so they never found elephants, but he's like, I'm going to take some of this poop home as a souvenir. And he started painting with it.
We need to check this guy out. He's taking poop home as a souvenir.
Yeah, he started painting with it, and he became a world-renowned artist with elephant poop. That's what he uses. Is that not disgusting?
Yeah,
that's pretty gross.
So, like, when you walk in someone's house, they have elephant poop on their wall.
Okay. Morgan?
As of 2020, 47 out of 50 of the world's best competitive eaters are U.S. citizens.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
And they don't even know they're competitive eating.
We just like to eat.
Yeah, they're just growl.
Yeah.
Eating.
They're just being watched from afar, and we're like, yeah, that person's awesome. Yeah, we have real problems over here. And then here is mine. This one blew me away. So, Bone Thugs. You'd know from a lot of songs. It's first of the month, but mostly Crossroads. Five would know that. Morgan, maybe you don't.
No.
Bone Thugs.
I think I know them because they were in some famous song, but that song that you're playing right now, I have no idea.
Famous song.
They're in a song. Song.
You've never heard of Crossroads?
No. Yeah, that's before her.
Oh,
though.
Man, you need to go back.
What about It's the First of the Month?
Wake up. Maybe that
wake
one.
Up, wake up. It's the first of the. Okay,
probably
so.
You play it sometimes for some.
Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony was kidnapped as a child.
Whoa.
His picture was shown at the end of a TV movie called Adam about a kidnapped boy. Thanks to the picture, they found Busy Bone. And he got sent back home to Cleveland, Ohio, where he met the other members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. And so, kidnapped, the picture at the end of a movie, We know that kid, called the cops, got him back. Now, that itself is crazy. But the father of the boy in the movie, John Walsh, because the movie was about John Walsh's kid, went on to start America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
And he started that show because his son was kidnapped. But that movie about his son, Busy Bone, was at the end of it. And they were like, anybody seen this kid? But his name wasn't Busy Bone.
This is
anyone
crazy.
Anyone seen this kid, Busy Bone? Like, what? Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's a lot going
on
there.
He's a kidnapped kid. Think of the trauma about
that. Yeah. I mean, did Busy Bone write a book? I need to research.
No, he made a lot of music.
He did a bunch of songs. Yeah. It's a book in singing form. Lots of them. All right, there you go. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kevin Bonecutter of Cincinnati, Ohio, was sick and tired of the negativity in the world. It's probably on Facebook, right?
So my cousin.
Kevin Bonecutter?
Oh, gosh.
Serious?
Bonecutter, yeah.
No, not serious.
But he's sick of negativity like me. Yeah.
He's sick of it.
Yeah.
So he decided to do something crazy. 143 acts of kindness.
Wow.
I'm talking mowing lawns at empty properties. He was picking up litter. He was providing food for people in need. All this stuff. So he is now at 138. He's got 5 left, and he's thinking about quitting. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what Lunchbox did with his college degree.
Just quit at the end?
He got one class.
Yeah, well, not Kevin.
He got one class.
Yeah, but I got a job, man. Like,
Yeah.
That's what happens. You get busy with life.
I just would feel like there's this OCD part of me that's like, that is not complete. You guys see how I handle everything. I have to black everything
black
out,
it out,
completed. Yeah, that would bother me. Not you, though. I wish I had more of you and me.
I don't know that you do.
You don't want that, dude.
Do you?
You're good the way you are.
He lives life free. Just doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just like wish I didn't give a crap. Except I give like extra craps.
Yeah, you shouldn't give so much craps, man. Because guess what? In the end, the craps don't matter.
That's true.
We all die.
It really doesn't.
But what about during the middle? Like, what do you care about right now?
My family. That's about it.
There you go.
That's really about it.
Yeah.
No money.
Oh, money. I forgot about money. Dang it.
Forgot about money.
Yeah, I care a lot about money. I do care about money. Status.
Now we're back on 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Eddie, so what's up with Mr. Bonecutter?
So he's got 5 left. He's trying to finish that, but he says he's not going to stop. He says he's going to keep on going until, I don't know, he just gets tired or something.
I could do more than 143 of Bonecutter. I could do better than Bonecutter.
Well, do it. That'll get you in the news.
It would, but your stuff would be like fake.
No, I've picked up litter before.
Saved 3 orphans from a bus fire on the side of the road.
Mix it up.
You did?
He does
prove
care
I didn't.
About litter. He would pick
litter,
up.
Yes.
You know, we would be in an airport. He'd see a plastic fork on the ground, and he would pick it up and put it in his bag and recycle it when he got home.
But so he doesn't do that, though. It's all in his car.
Yeah, we never saw him go to recycling.
Quote, unquote, recycle.
Yeah, I'd bring water bottles home with me, but no, that never made the news. I mean, Bonecutter, what's he doing?
I would change it. Coming up at 7. What did this guy take home with him from the airport? We'll give you a hint. It's shaped like a bottle and it's plastic. See you after the break.
Wow.
No, change. All right, Eddie, great story. Awesome. Mr. Bonecutter, nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for... Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Easiest trivia game ever. Ready?
Ready.
Amy has her tiara on because she's a champ. She's also the only person with points.
Is it on straight?
Yeah, it is. You look like a beauty queen.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look like a beauty queen for sure. All right, here we go. Nobody loses in the first round. What sport is America's pastime?
Golly. I'm glad this one doesn't count because it's either football or baseball. Football.
Incorrect. Baseball. You're still in though. Yeah, good. Lunchbox.
That's hard.
What's the currency of the United States?
Money.
The dollar.
Oh.
The dollar.
Okay. We're struggling.
Oh. Wow.
all right. Morgan, what country is south of the United States?
South America.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hey, should we just go
Mexico?
Home? Should we just go home? Is that it?
Wow,
is it over?
Guys.
We just quit? That's it?
To be fair, football is very popular here.
And money is popular. Money is used here.
Yeah, but there's...
Money's everywhere.
We've never gone 0-3 in the first
ever. Ever.
Abby, what country is north of the United States?
Canada.
Yes, thank you. Woo! Nobody goes home. Although that'd have been a triple bone if that had been a real game.
That's funny.
If you miss it, you'll hear this.
You've been boned.
Everybody, focus up now.
Now dial in. Now dial in.
There is no Eddie because Eddie was eliminated last round.
Yeah, I'm here.
Whoever wins eliminates somebody.
Supposed to talk.
No. I tell him to turn his mic off.
Right. And Eddie, I'm not going to purposely turn it off unless you tell me to.
Well, now I'd like for you to turn your mic off.
Okay, I'm turning it off.
All right, here we go. The category is decades. Amy, what decade was producer Eddie born in?
Oh, we were the 80s, the 70s.
Correct. He can say nothing back. Lunchbox, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the best-selling album of what decade?
The 80s.
Correct. Morgan, what decade did Bill Clinton begin his presidency?
I mean, I'm just going since we're in a pattern in the 90s.
Correct. What decade was 9/11?
The 2000s.
Correct. That's a kind of a dark question there. Yeah. No. Presidency, Amy, the category of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? What federal agency protects the president of the United States?
The federal agency? The Secret Service does.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox. What number president is Biden?
So son of a gun. He is 46. 46 is my answer.
Correct. Huh. Morgan, who was President Obama's vice president?
Joe Biden.
Correct. Thought we'd get her on that one. Abby, when is the next presidential election? What year?
2024.
Correct.
Wow. That was good.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Look at you.
It's only a year away?
Really reacted strongly to that one, huh? Yeah. Next November.
I had no idea.
None?
No.
Okay. Category science. Amy, what's the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? Category science. What's the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food?
Plants prepare their food. Is that where they're getting something from the sun? Photosynthesis.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, phew. Good gosh.
Lunchbox, which organ in the human body is responsible for pumping blood?
Heart.
Correct. Morgan, what part of the body is responsible for filtering waste from the blood and producing urine?
I'm trying to make sure I think out my answers.
What part of the body is responsible for filtering waste from the blood and producing urine?
I believe that's your colon.
Incorrect.
Okay. You've been booed.
Did you guys know that one?
Your bladder.
Oh. Kidney.
Kidney.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Morgan's been boned. Sorry, Morgan.
Oh, man.
Abby, what's the largest external organ in the human body? The largest organ?
Your skin.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job. The category is history. Three remain. Amy, who was the queen of ancient Egypt and is remembered for her beauty and her relationships with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony?
Cleopatra.
Correct. History is the category.
Yeah.
Who gave the Statue of Liberty to America? Lunchbox.
Give me France.
China.
Give me France.
Give him France. Correct.
Oh, I thought I was getting boned. I was prepared for it. I was like, dang it.
You starting to limber up?
I was. Yeah.
Abby, what state was the big gold rush in 1849?
The gold rush?
Mm-hmm. What state?
California.
Correct. Well,
hey.
That was correct.
It was wrong?
Ray thought you were going to be so wrong. He already had it.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
Come on.
Decades advanced.
Okay. Oh, all right. We going like 1700s.
What decade did the U.S. land on the moon? Amy.
1969. 60s.
Both are right. She knew the exact year.
Yeah.
Same year UTSA was invented. I knew that.
I saw another story about UTSA and they mentioned.
They mentioned me?
Prominent people that went to school. They're not just graduated. Prominent people went to school there.
Yeah.
You know they didn't mention you in the graduate because you didn't graduate.
But they mentioned me in the.
And prominent people that went to school, they also neglected you.
Oh.
I know. I was sad about that.
Hey.
I know. Lunchbox, what decade was MTV launched?
80s. That's correct. That's correct.
Correct!
Yeah! Yeah! Whoa!
Abby, what decade was the iPhone released?
Ooh. Oh, that's hard. Okay, 1 second. I gotta retrace.
1 second. You go ahead and take your time. Do you need to go to the bathroom? You need to go out to your car?
Let me retrace my steps back when it was
created. Yeah, retrace your steps.
That was...
What decade was the iPhone released?
So we're on iPhone... Are we on?
Oh my gosh.
So that's how we're going to do it.
She's like, the second Avatar's come out, so that means.
That's the 2000s.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know how you got there, but you did it.
Category,
she had 2000s last time, too.
The category is country music. Amy, what country music artist had a successful acting career starring in films like Steel Magnolias?
Oh, Dolly.
Correct. Lunchbox, which country music artist had a successful career as a 90s rock and pop singer before transitioning to country music?
Darius Rucker.
Correct.
Wow. Nice. Whoa. Nice.
Abby, who is the best-selling female country music artist of all time?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm. Who is the best-selling female country music artist of all time?
Is that Carrie Underwood?
Boner?
You've been boned.
How did I miss that?
Come on, you got to know that, Abby.
Country music.
Yeah, you got to know country music.
There are two left. The category is small. Amy with the tiara.
Ray.
Lunch. It's correct. Blind. Blind answers Ray.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Amy, what's the smallest breed of dog?
Oh.
Pocket version? Pocket.
What's the smallest breed of dog? Smallest breed of dog. Easy trivia.
I feel like it's got to be a Chihuahua, but there's pocket puggles.
Is that your answer? What's your answer?
Chihuahua.
Correct. Lunchbox. Who is the smallest Avenger played by Paul Rudd?
Ant-Man.
Correct.
Yeah!
Amy, what's the smallest state in the United States?
Rhode Island.
Correct.
Ugh, I was holding my breath on that one.
Lunchbox, of the for sure planets, what's the smallest planet?
I'm not there. No idea. Oh, man. That's no clue.
Which one do you think it's not?
Ooh, this could be a trick.
Wait.
What?
Man, what if...
It's easy trivia.
I know, but what if Earth is the smallest one?
What if?
Dang, that's a legit question. But are we considered a planet?
That's a good question.
No, we're not. We're not considered a planet.
We are not.
Dang it. Because when you do your... No, you are, because when you do Very Energetic Mother, Earth is one of them.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Your song, Very Energetic Mother, serving
nine
pizzas.
He's buying himself time.
My very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas. Man. My very energetic mother just served us nine pizzas.
Hey.
Started from the start at planet number one. Me and my good friend Mercury is closest to the sun. I keep going, bro, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, please do, because I don't know all the planets.
Yeah, please do.
Something tells me it's a trick. I'm just going to Earth.
What's happening?
You've been boom.
Wow, this is an easy win.
Right now.
Okay.
Earth's the planet. So first of all, right?
Energetic.
And you were like, is Earth a planet? Of course.
Yeah.
And then, but it's not the smallest. Now,
I don't know.
I said of the planet, I made sure Pluto wasn't even acknowledged.
It's not because it's a dwarf planet and we don't count it anymore. So how would I know?
It's not Jupiter, obviously.
How is that obvious?
Jupiter's massive.
Is it?
The biggest.
I have no idea.
Saturn's got the rings.
So that means it's small?
Why do you keep yelling it and doing it?
No, but
like
you guys are acting like it was a stupid answer. Like
no,
I literally,
no.
I have no idea the size of planets.
It's not a stupid answer except for when you said, is Earth even a planet? That's where we started to laugh and think you were messing with us.
No, I started singing your song, then I realized, oh no, Earth is a planet.
And then I sang you the answer.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know the song.
Mercury.
How did you sing it though?
Meet my good friend Mercury is closest to the sun.
That doesn't say it's the smallest.
So, but I sang you the one planet. It doesn't matter. It's over. Amy, you're the winner again. Three.
Thanks. That was crazy. Wow.
But you were, if you would have got that right, we'd have gone to speed round. Do you want to see if you'd have won speed round?
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah.
What? Because we'd have gotten a tiebreaker.
Okay, but you saying the answer out loud wouldn't have been an issue.
But he didn't say it's the smallest planet, guys.
Still said a planet.
It wouldn't have been an issue because, I knew he wouldn't bite on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phew.
Here we go. Yeah, there were three answers buzzing with your name. You're not going to win Lunchbox, but we'll see what happens anyway. What do you call a word that mimics a sound, and you use that word to describe the sound?
Lunchbox.
Hey. Lunchbox.
Homophone.
Easy? Nope.
Wait. Onomatopoeia.
Yep. Onomatopoeia. Like, bang, bam, bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's onomatopoeia. Good. The second one would have been, the likeness of which president is featured on the rare $2 bill?
Lunchbox. Carver.
Homophone. No.
Who?
No.
I don't know.
Carver?
Is that a president?
He wasn't a president, but he did find a lot of ways for peanuts, like hundreds and hundreds.
Dang it.
Yeah. For what?
Peanuts.
Oh.
George Washington Carver. Amy.
Yeah.
You want to guess? $2 bill?
I don't know.
No, you don't. Thomas Jefferson.
Aww.
Here we go. And finally.
It'd just be on a bill that gets discontinued.
There was a $1,000 bill, too.
That'd have been legit. Mm. I wanted that one.
Okay, final one. Ready?
Yep.
What is known as the powerhouse of the cell?
I don't understand.
There's a way to remember. This is the way I remember it. Actually,
I don't even understand what you're asking me.
What's known as the powerhouse of the cell?
Lunchbox.
DNA.
The nucleus.
It's mighty.
Mitochondria.
Why are you saying it like that? Are you French?
I still don't understand the question. I don't know what a mitochondria
is. Oh, the mitochondria.
I mean, you went twice.
Hey, that's good. I'm going to remember that. The mighty mitochondria.
I think that's something in like fourth grade, and I still hold on to that.
Stupid.
You are. And Amy, you're the winner. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, so I just wanted to say that I sent Lunchbox a DM on Instagram 2.5-ish months ago. I work as a financial analyst. I gave him a stock recommendation, got no reply, nothing. That stock is almost doubled. If you would have put the money in that, it would have doubled your money. You would have, hey, it would actually look like he was something, you know, he's smart, but he didn't follow it, didn't even give me a response, but, you know, whatever.
What's your response now, though?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, you don't understand. Like, I don't check my DMs that often on Instagram, so I must have not seen it. Because, listen, if you would have said financial analytics.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's something to say how you said it, though.
No, I'm not sure what he called himself. A financial something.
Yeah, analyst.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd have saw that, dude, I'd have been all over the stock. So, hey, slide back into the DMs.
Sounds dirty.
Give me another one, and we'll get rolling.
Okay. Slide back in his DMs, financial analyst. Okay. Let's go to Meredith, the voicemail.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What do you do with all of the bad rainbows? You send them to prison. It's a light sentence, but they have time to reflect. Thanks, guys.
Love it.
That's good. I never heard level 2 and 3 of that.
Yeah.
I'm sending them to prison, but then it's a light sentence and they have time to reflect.
Well, I've given you level 2. Because I've given you level 2, but y'all just don't remember. But level 3, we haven't been there.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, awful. Amy was mouthing the joke as she was saying it.
Amy's like, I've already done this one.
No, I love it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A doctor is being blasted for Googling a video tutorial right before a little procedure.
No, I wouldn't blast him at all. If you feel like you're not comfortable, Google the video.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
A little refresher.
Yeah, maybe you go to your office and do it privately. I get it. I see why people are like, oh, what does this guy not know what he's doing? No, no. I always want someone to look for more information if they feel like there's a slight chance they may not be all the way ready for something. I'm good with it. Tell me more about it.
Well, the video's gone viral. The guy that was getting treated, he took the video, lives in Colorado.
Why are you telling on a guy trying to help you, dude?
I'm sure I'd be a little freaked out if I saw it at first. But then if I stopped to think about it, it'd be like, oh, wow, they have a lot of information at any given time.
Yeah, every body part they have to work on.
Exactly.
And the video is this. The guy records it. He says, POV, point of view. My doctor watching a video on how to wrap an ankle before she wraps my ankle. There's so many body parts you got to wrap in a specific way. Dude, I think maybe he was just being funny and it's gone a bit negative.
Yeah.
I love that the doctor was looking at it to make sure they were right.
And medics, med school students, other doctors, they're all defending this doctor saying, hey, look.
I'm a doctor. That's why. I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors stick together. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but they're like, hey, we're in medicine. You want people looking up a refresher because they're humans. They're not robots. And that makes me think, too. I mean, Ben, when he would, like, he was an Air Force.
Your reverse husband?
Yes. Yeah. He was an Air Force pilot. And I was always a little perplexed before a flight. I mean, and he would
How
fly.
How do planes go up?
He's Googling day. It. Yes. But he would sit at the dining room table and pretend he was flying and press buttons like his eyes would be closed. And he'd be going through procedures.
Like emergency procedures and stuff?
Yeah. And he had a big notebook
out. That's what I want.
Like he was acting like he was flying a plane at the dinner table?
Yeah.
That must have been weird.
He was preparing himself for if something didn't go right.
Exactly. Yeah,
at the dinner table.
But that's what like kids do. He's like,
he's flying the fork with food into his own mouth too, just really getting it.
Here it comes. Hey, he wanted to be a pilot since he was 5 years old, so probably was a little bit. But I was always a little perplexed because it'd be the same book, the same material, same studying, and he's like, hey, you never know what could go wrong at any moment. And there's so many buttons and there's so many things and
justice for Ben.
Well, no, this is about the doctor.
Oh, well, no. Right? Oh, yeah. This is for the doctor.
Because I'm saying if you were boarding a flight and the pilot's like looking up real quick, oh, how to?
I've been on a plane before and I saw the pilot grab a book on how to land the plane. I swear to God. I'm not kidding.
Right. Well, see?
We were in a bad windstorm. Bad. And I saw them. And a little bit of you goes, uh-oh.
That's
then you're glad they're looking.
Was it Ben?
It was not Ben. No, no. What else?
Okay. So have you heard of open casting dating?
Is that where, what I would think it would be, you just get on Twitter and go, I'm going to be at this place, so everybody show up if you want to date me.
Oh, no.
That'd be open casting.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Open call.
Yeah, open call. So Bumble predicts that open casting is going to be one of the top dating trends of the year, and it means that you're widening your net. You date outside your type. Whatever that means, like take one of your things. If it's not really, go ahead and go for it. And they feel like it's going to just give you more options, which will boost your chance of success.
Like, for example, if Lunchbox only dated girls that were
hot,
he could then go, you know what? I'm going to change up. I'm going to date girls that are ugly.
Hmm. Open casting.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Yeah,
or, yeah, if you typically.
Or dudes.
Yes. Or right. he would, yeah,
right. Got it.
Date guys.
Or dudes that were ugly.
Open-minded.
Or dudes that were hot.
He can't tell, though.
Yes, it's all open. Yes, go ahead.
Dolly Parton never wants to retire, and she joked that she hopes to just die on stage one day.
Now, I'm not one to sit around doing nothing. I would never retire. I'll just hopefully drop dead in the middle of a song on stage someday, and hopefully when I've written. Of course, we don't have much of a choice in that, but as long as I'm able to work, as long as my health is good and my husband is good, I mean, the only way that I would ever slow down or stop would be for that reason. But in the meantime, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines.
I don't know who's interviewing her. I don't know if we have that, but that's a tough question. I would never ask. Hey, when are you going to retire? Hey, you're getting old. When are you wrapping that thing up? That's a tough thing to get done.
It was a radio station in the UK.
Got it. So. Is that one of the things like, hey, Dolly, you going to quit soon?
But it is an interesting question because I wonder about these people. Like, why don't you just retire? Like, why do you still...
Yeah, enjoy your life.
I drive. No, she enjoys what she does is what she's saying.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody loves to do what you guys do.
Exactly.
Okay. I would just be sensitive about somebody's age and not be like, hey, so you're getting old. You can quit soon? I feel like that would be tough to ask.
Yeah, but I'm not even old. I'm saying like Luke Bryan. Dude, like, retire. Like, why are you still doing
but
it?
But a guy like Luke has like 4 or 5 days a week off.
So he's kind of retired.
Yeah, and then he just goes and does some shows.
Flies
or does
a
Idol.
Show, flies home.
Yeah.
I feel like
he's making that money.
He has so much money already that he could just like.
How do you know he's not in like gambling trouble?
Maybe he is. Yeah. He doesn't look like a gambler though.
He's not. I'm just saying. You never know.
I mean, why stop at Luke's age? Why not go younger? Like Morgan Wallen's 30.
Oh,
he
can totally retire
now.
Oh, he could.
Yeah.
Okay, then get out.
Just quit. Yeah.
Like Taylor. Like I'm like goodness.
Some people enjoy what they do.
Like after this,
like that gives them fulfillment. Like I enjoy what I do. It gives me fulfillment.
Yeah. Do you want to drop dead?
I get it.
I don't want to die ever. I don't want to ever die.
No, because you're not going to retire. So
Amy, he doesn't want to die. So.
I'm like saying, I don't like talking about that.
Okay, is it going to be in front of a microphone? Is it going to be on stage?
He doesn't want to put that.
I'm going to
what do you call
you?
Amy? He doesn't want to put that into
you're
the air.
Die.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to manifest it.
Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know my new favorite area of the country, right?
Oh, yeah. Maine, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I like to call it.
New England. Yeah.
That's what everybody calls it.
That's what it's called.
I like to call it that, too, though. It's my new favorite area. I'm like an honorary New Englander or an ite. New Englandite.
That sounds right.
In the wake of major flooding, many businesses in Cambridge, Vermont were dealing with lost inventory. One of those businesses was a local grocer, Cambridge Village Market. The store's basement completely flooded, so they turned off the power, and there's a lot of refrigerated food. The thing about refrigerated food is if you don't refrigerate it, it goes bad. And there are a lot of food rules and laws that you can't just give it away because they don't want people giving away stuff and everybody gets sick, right? Like, I understand it. And it's hard for laws or lawmakers to have common sense, let's be honest. But Ron and Linda Frey, the owners, they were like, look, they loaded them into trucks. They got them away from the store. They drove them down the road. They went to a diner and they were able to give it to them. And then they were able to use it, cook it. All the perishable items were then used to make sure that they went to people who could use it.
Okay. Nice. Is that legal?
I'm not citizens arresting them. I'm not turning them in. I'm saying, I don't know, maybe they found a creative way to not just give it out.
Yeah.
But if they were going, maybe the diner gave them a dollar.
There you go.
It's like a lawyer. You can tell them whatever you want as long as you give them a dollar. I saw that on Better Call Saul. Breaking Bad.
I think it's state by state, but some states have altered the law to where they can do that.
Dozens and dozens of people showed up to claim the free food and many expressed their appreciation because they were going through a difficult time. So I'd like to shout out Ron and Linda Frey. Cambridge Village Market. You guys helped a lot of people. You didn't have to. And it is New Englander.
New Englander.
Or native New Englander. I'm not a native, but I'm an honorary New Englander. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.